Good morning. With us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Lots of news, rapid fire. Here we go. We'll start with red light cameras, Albany.
Yeah, the first of Albany's long-planned red light cameras is expected to go live within the next week or two. But the city has decided to scale back the number of red light cameras it plans to install by more than 40%, at least for now anyway. It appears the first intersection to get the new devices, which will capture photos of vehicles that run red lights and then automatically find the owners of those cars, it's likely to be at the eastbound approach of Shaker Road and Northern Boulevard. This is according to the acting police chief, Brendan Cox. The city's working with a vendor to set up these cameras. They were originally going to have 64. Now it looks like they're only going to have about 36 of the cameras, but they could roll more out later if the program is successful.
Cable merger.
Yeah, it looks like some good news. At least that's what they're promising for cable and broadband subscribers in New York State. Charter Communications, a Connecticut-based company that's trying to take over Time Warner Cable, says if they do so, it will mean faster internet service at cheaper prices, the service will be better for people, and this is interesting, they're going to maintain the statewide Time Warner Cable channel, which has a huge presence in the capital region and has been building a statewide network over the years. Now, the previous company that wanted to take over Time Warner, Comcast, was mum about keeping the cable network, and now they backed out of the deal, so this new company, Charter, is promising lots of things. They have to go before the state for approval of this merger.
New legislation brings more fireworks and some headaches.
The law that allowed some counties opted into the letting people buy sparklers in New York State, including the Capital Region, ended up causing some headaches because it seemed to be a proliferation of illegal fireworks. A lot of people complained that the entire weekend, all night long, bomb-sounding devices were going off, firecrackers, etc. And firecrackers were not made legal, but it seems like when you make a little bit legal, the number of illegal fireworks that go off increased. That's according to police and residents, and no major injuries were reported, but it was a loud night over the weekend in Schenectady and Saratoga County.
We've been talking with Mike Spain. He is the associate editor of the Times Union. You can always head to timesunion.com or pick up a paper to find out more. Mike, we thank you.
Thank you, David.